720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And from up here, we can see pretty far all the way to Father's Day. And leading up to that, excited to have on the line one of the world's top tech personalities. You've seen it in the New York Times, USA Today, of course, the Today Show. And right here on WGN Radio is the host of Techish, the one and only Jennifer Jolly. Welcome. Welcome to Father's Day. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. This is my favorite thing to do.
You're doing the people's work today, Jen, because as a father and the expectations as a dad, you know, I've got three kids, and early on it was just a crudely drawn picture with crayons or whatever. And it's the thought that counts, definitely. So I know all those dads out there are going to be happy with whatever or nothing that they get. But if you want to step it up, kids, and you're listening to this and your dad needs something, well, of course, with the moms want to help too, you've got some great things lined up for dad.
I do. Let's start with a splurge that's worth every penny. It's the Lenovo Yoga Pro 9i Aura Edition. It's a do-it-all powerhouse laptop, tablet when you need it, with built-in AI that adjusts the machine to how he works. Stunning 16-inch OLED screen, serious muscle for photo and video editing. So it's really the perfect gadget for editing family videos, for gaming, for finally launching that side hustle he's been talking about for years and years. It handles all of it without breaking a sweat. It's a premium pick for the dad who wants one beautiful machine that does everything and will last a really long time.
The important advice here, Jen, is number one, how long should laptops last? And I know for me, and I know other dads out there, that they should be preemptively upgrading and, you know, getting better on their laptop game, because I always wait till I think it's about to die, hoping that I'll beat it to death with the new one. But when, you know, how long should they last and when should they get a new one?
You know, it used to be that getting 5 to 7 years out of your laptop was really good. It was a really good shelf life. But if you practice good laptop hygiene, so you keep the operating system updated, you keep it debugged, you buy a laptop that has enough memory starting out of the gate, you get rid of your digital hoarding, you know, over time, your laptop should last, and I'm not making this up, 15 years.
Wow.
That is a really long time in the world of laptops. I only use a laptop. I don't use a desktop. So I work mine to death, and I'm lucky to get 5 to 7 years out of mine. I expect the one that I have now to last 10 years. Of course, we'll have to check back in with each other in 10 years to see if that's true. But, you know, this is a major investment, and as long as you take care of it, it should last a while.
The same goes for yourself as well. And you've got on your list here is the LightSmart Halo OG1 cap. So, you know, you want to be your best self. You want to be as confident as possible. And for those people out there, you know, you can go ahead and, you know, wear the baseball cap, but you could be improving your whole hair situation at the same time.
Okay, this is wild. This is a baseball hat that says that it converts light to help support hair growth. That's the claim out of the LightSmart Halo OG1 cap. The fabric turns sunlight into red and near infrared light for your scalp. So it works while you're out running errands or you're golfing. It's the same kind of red light that those trendy face masks I've talked about a lot in the past year use, except this is passive. There's no charging, no on switch. It's also UPF 50 plus sun protection built in, and it runs cooler in the heat. So, I mean, this is great for dads who are a little bummed about thinning hair, but you don't want to make it a whole thing. They look fantastic. My husband's been wearing one around. It looks pretty great.
I think it's a bad business model, Jen, because, you know, if it works really good and your hair looks really awesome, you're not going to wear the halo anymore. I got to explain to them that maybe they're counterproductive in the business model.
You know, I'm wearing one. They come in this cool kind of pink color, and I love to wear hats when I'm out in the sun. I like to just kind of keep the sun off my face when I'm exercising, when I'm out on the water. I'm wearing one. So I, you know, we can just test it on me. Will I have a healthier, thicker head of hair in a year from now?
Oh, I'm sure.
Again, let's come back and revisit it.
You mentioned that you're always using the laptop, right, as opposed to the PC. Well, I am always using my phone as the off. So I'm another level smaller in that situation. And I am that guy that is always, hey, I'm at 1%. I'm about to die. I can't do this.
Well, you'll all hear me. I know you are this guy.
I'm halfway through an email and you'll hear me go, ah, as it just goes black. I need this thing talk about this new charger.
This is Nimble's latest. It just launched earlier this week. It's the Share Power Modular Battery Pack. So it's just a little bit bigger than a pack of gum, but it splits in two. It's a 10,000 milliamp battery that snaps apart into two fully independent packs. So you can use one for yourself, keep that phone powered up, and then hand the other one off to a friend. So there's no tethering, there's no awkward cable sharing, there's no giving up your only backup. Plus, because it breaks in half like that, you know, I was using it yesterday out running around. I had one, you know, just one in my pocket and the other one plugged into my phone. So it's a two for one. It's awesome.
That's so great. I'm looking at the next thing you have here on the health motivating side. You've got the scales that talk to you. My grandma used to have a magnet on her refrigerator, and it was a cow that said, "Holy cow, you eating again?" And so that was the inspiration there. But now you've got a scale that can determine, I mean, sometimes it's obvious, hey, I know where the fat is, but hey, a little bit of technology, some tech insight into the scale side.
Withings Body Fit Smart Scale. This is another one that just came out. I tested it at CES, the Giant Consumer Electronics Show, in January this year. And I was like, you guys have to tell me the minute this thing actually hits the market. Well, it's out. It's a great gift for the health-minded dad chasing a fitness goal. It looks like a normal scale, but you step on and it runs a 6-zone body scan that shows exactly where your weight is, muscle versus fat.
Wow.
Like, this is the kind of thing we used to have to hold our breath and go in a dunk tank for. So everything syncs to an app so that you can track real progress over time instead of kind of fixating on it and watching the numbers. It is smart. It is motivating. It is truly useful for anyone really focused on that journey to get stronger or healthier this year.
Maybe the thing that comes before that, and then you get on the scale and you see those improvements. I love this, the Pepper Muscle Activation Suit. I mean, that's what we need, right? Let's say you want to do it. You got all that want to, but maybe you don't get the have to or the do, and you need the suit to help you out. It's like a super suit, like Spider-Man.
It looks kind of like a wetsuit. So I've been using this one too. It's called the Pepper Muscle Activation Suit, and I'm fit. I'm like an ultra marathon runner. You know, I'm pretty fit. My biceps hurt so badly. It has made me find muscles that I didn't even know that I had. So it's an FDA approved smart suit that promises to work you out, activate up to 90% of your muscle fibers at once. Oh, so the company told me it has 20 electrodes kind of embedded all throughout this super suit. Jeez. That sends these gentle pulses to your muscles as you move through simple body weight exercises. It's supposed to deliver a full hour's worth of strength training in just 20 minutes. So I have been using it with the companion app, and it feels like I cranked it all the way up to 30 because I'm like, hey, I'm super fit. Like, this will be fine. It feels kind of like a weird massage while you're doing it. And then about 6 minutes, 7 minutes in, everything started to shake. And then, you know, the next day I was like, well, I got to crank it up more. You know, I'm so strong. That did nothing. I could barely brush my hair the day after that. It just kicks your booty in a way that is just amazing.
So you just wear it while you're just doing regular things, or you got to be working out? Or because, Jen, I'm imagining you picking up the glass of milk and smashing it because you're incredibly strong now because of the suit.
Right, exactly. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's going to happen. But you can wear it just out and about, like mowing the lawn or something.
What?
But it comes with a companion app. And the idea is wear it while you're lifting weights, while you're doing lunges, while you're doing some crunches. And it makes that particular exercise so much more efficient. So they say you don't really need to use it more than 20 minutes at a time, and you don't really need to use it more than 2 or 3 times a week, because it truly delivers a much more efficient and tougher workout.
And the price here, $1,300, you got to want it. But I think when you look at maybe the price of a health club, and I'm not saying it's either or, it can be and, it's maybe definitely worth it. You're trying it right now, so you're giving sort of a testimonial that it'll make you sore. So it's working, right? It's not going to be one of those things that, like, hey, I got nothing, but maybe you shouldn't operate heavy machinery except maybe the lawnmower, but maybe you shouldn't drive with it, right? Just use it around the house.
I would not drive with it. I would not recommend that you drive with it. I think you use it as they kind of walk you through in the setup of it. I have promised to use it for 30 days and I'm going to see if it makes a difference in my muscles. You know, I ride horses and my left leg is noticeably stronger than my right leg. So I'm using it for things like that. And as I get older, I'm very middle-aged. Like as I get older, strength training is more and more important for women, not just for dads, but for women too, and overall health. And I would rather go out and run for 2 hours than spend 20 minutes in a gym lifting weights. So this is one of those things. I think it really does work if you use it. You know, it's like that treadmill that you buy and then you use it as an expensive coat hanger. You got to use it. I do think it really works.
Well, coming off the Triple Crown, you mentioned horses. If they come up with one for horses, you'll have to keep us posted on that. A faster, more trained horse, right? It'll take all the Bob Baffert's out of the equation there on the Kentucky Derby side. You mentioned using it to mow the lawn. And I think that would be the perfect thing. Maybe the better thing is to just have the MAMMotion Luba 3 all-wheel drive robot mower. I don't even see a handle on it, Jen. So I think you just walk behind and maybe talk to it like you're just out on a nice stroll.
It's even better than that. You set it and forget it. The Luba 3 is the beast of robot mowers. So it's like a Roomba for your lawn. There's no boundary wires needed. You map your yard with a few taps in the app. And with this advanced LiDAR, GPS, and AI vision system, it can navigate all around your yard, dodge obstacles, even climb steep slopes while mowing on its own. It handles really big, complex properties like ours. It handles normal lawns. It goes up to a couple of acres. You truly set it and forget it. We have ours working from midnight to 5 a.m. most nights of the week. It's whisper quiet. You really never have to mow again. Our yard has never looked this good. And this one has kind of a cool design. It looks a little bit like a race car. So I really like it.
Yeah, there's a lot of time yet with Amazon and all the ways to get things sort of delivered to it. Or even if you just show dad a receipt that you've gotten him one of these items, I think that'll be good enough. Just slide that into the card that you hand him coming up on Sunday. So Jen, where can people go to get more information, not only on all the things that you're doing in general, but specifically these Father's Day things?
Go to techish.com. Be sure to subscribe. You can subscribe for free or you can support us and get even more information and better deals. But that's where you'll find all of the links, deeper dives on all of this stuff, and just all of the awesome tech-ish life news that we put out on any given day.
Jennifer Jolly, the best in the business. You see her everywhere. And of course, she can be part of your Father's Day too. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. We'll have links up right here at WGN Radio. And have a great Father's Day, Jen.
Oh, happy Father's Day to you.